Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. It's the end of the legislative session, and just by a whisker.
It is. But I think it was such a significant difference this time to see them wrapping it up on the Sunday before the last Monday, and no running it down to midnight and threatening special sessions or anything
like
that.
Just the fact that there isn't a special session is kind of a surprise and a pleasant one at that. It seemed like to me, just as someone observing sort of casually, that there was a little bit more decorum.
I think there was, yeah. I don't know if it's because it's an election year or if maybe voter voice has been heard or what, but it seemed like people were just more willing to work together and actually compromise, which has been such a bad word the last several years. But I think the results pretty much speak for themselves.
No question about it. Well, we've talked about a number of things relating to the legislature in previous programs, and we won't belabor too much of that. I mean, the bonding kind of came out the way we sort of had expected it to. And we have talked about the transportation bill before that was, you know, vetoed by Governor Pawlenty and then overridden by the legislature. But, you know, that was a pretty big issue.
I think it was. Yeah, I think the transportation bill, of course, the key component that everybody was talking about was the gas tax increase. And that, of course, is significant. But there was just a lot of money in that bill to actually get things moving along on transportation. And I have a feeling we'll probably be noticing the difference this summer now as construction season ramps up.
True enough. And then there was the other piece that's far more recent, of course, and that is this property tax relief portion.
Right. That was kind of one of the big bones of contention towards the end there. The governor wanted property tax caps, and the Democrats wanted property tax relief, and they actually came to a compromise on it. They've capped municipal and local government property tax levies at a 3.9% increase.
Over the next 3 years.
Over the next 3 years, yeah. But they did leave some exceptions for cities who need to raise their levies for things like police. And also they included $60 million extra dollars for local government aid to help with cities who might find themselves strapped with the caps on their property tax like that.
So there was some give and take on that particular issue, which, as you pointed out earlier, was more of a compromising kind of position that legislators took along with the governor in getting things done.
Right. This kind of harks back to back during the Ventura years when they would do the three-way splits on tax rebates. Yeah. You know, which of course isn't the situation this time, but the same principle seemed to work.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure there will be more to cover about politics, and certainly in an upcoming issue, we want to be talking about federal law and the Farm Bill and that sort of thing. But thanks for joining us. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio.